Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Wednesday, April the 15th. No, I'm probably about the only person today that you are listening to who is not talking about tax day or foreign affairs. I want to keep talking about and thinking about the idea and the reality of a resurrection. And we've been circling around the idea of not just thinking about resurrection as something that happened to Jesus 2,000 years ago and something that maybe kind of, sort of, if we're lucky in some sort of vague way, might be part of our reality after we die. The question becomes, can we make the reality of resurrection, the hope of resurrection, the joy of resurrection, Jesus' resurrection that we are promised to share, and can we make that part of our daily lives? So it is a living promise, a living hope, a beacon, a reference point, and we imagine walking with Jesus or Jesus walking with us toward that reality as we go through the ups and downs of daily life. And I'd like to remember that just like the angels showed up at Jesus' birth, when the angels show up in the different versions of the resurrection that we have, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when the angels show up after Jesus' resurrection, they have a similar message. Do not be afraid. So imagine, be aware of the things that we are worried about, anxious about, afraid of, many times with understandable reason, as we go about our daily lives. And then imagine, visualize the risen Lord, Jesus himself, raised and alive, full of light and life, and giving us that hope of resurrection. Imagine that reality sitting next to many of the things that we are so often afraid of. It may not take away all of our difficulties or all of our challenges or all of our worries or fears, but it might sometimes give us a slightly different perspective, not just comfort, but perspective. So if we can keep the resurrection as a living reality, a living hope, a living joy, a part of our daily lives, I think there's a good chance that we might naturally, without even having to overthink it, become less afraid of lesser things or smaller things or temporary things or temporal things. Just a thought. Have a wonderful night, and we'll keep talking about resurrection this week.